You know, a lot of Christians feel deeply conflicted about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And meanwhile, there's church and community members who are serving or have served in the military. So how do churches avoid either being nationalistic or ignoring the military members and their families?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's a hard one. I think some of the churches do become very militaristic, and because especially if they have a lot of people in, and so. But this war and the Vietnam War have not really been wars that have coalesced people like World War II did, and so there's always been a problem of you know, what side do you take if you're against the war? How do you treat people? And I think that I know that the veterans, those of us who served in Vietnam, have made a special point to try to welcome the soldiers back from Iraq and Afghanistan. There was an article in, I think it was on TV, where this one man and his neighbors go out to the airport and they form a receiving line when they know the troops are coming back. And I've been in the airports when the troops are coming in, and the first people that stand up and applaud are the Vietnam vets.
And then does, if you stand up and applaud, does that mean you think that the war was a good idea?
No. I think many of them don't think it's a good idea. I don't. I think it's, you know, I think the war in Iraq is an immoral war. I have different feelings about Afghanistan, but but I think, you know, these young men and women, they go to serve, and they really don't serve for the nationalistic kind of purposes. You know, one of the things that I think is true is that soldiers fight and die for people next to them.
You mean like their buddies on the unit?
Yeah. And that's the important thing. You know, many of them, you know, even in Vietnam, I had soldiers who thought the war was immoral. And if their conscience really bothered them, then they try to go conscientious objection. But most of the time, the war bothered them a lot. But some of the senior NCOs said, I got to be here to take care of these young troops, otherwise they'll get themselves in trouble. And so it's really concern for one another rather than any much of the nationalistic kind of stuff.
So there could be soldiers who disagree with the war, but they're staying in to protect their friends, like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and there is a group on of soldiers on active duty who are against the war in Iraq, and vocally so, and have said so in the press, and they stay on active duty because, you know, they have, they feel they have an obligation to their fellow service members. And, you know, I think that what the church needs to do is honor that kind of commitment and that kind of service, even if we don't agree with the purposes of the war.
It's just so complicated. But maybe it doesn't feel complicated.
It is. You know, it, and, you know, when I first got back from Vietnam, I wore my uniform and I got spit on and was called the baby killer. And I'm walking around with two crosses on my uniform, and they're calling me a baby killer. You know, you can imagine what happened to a guy who had rifles on his uniform.
What does it... Oh, you mean because you had two crosses on because you were a chaplain?
Yeah.